And the question of the morning is, it is, first of all, it's National Chili Day, so I'll give you a special event about 45 minutes early. Usually bring those after the 6:30 weather. It's National Chili Day, and our question this morning is, what do you put in your chili? What do you like in your chili? Let's listen to what some say.
This is Katie. I like to put a little surprise in my chili to counteract the spices of the chili peppers. And I like to throw in a few mini marshmallows. Enjoy!
I have never heard that before. Mini marshmallows in her chili. Okay. What do you like to put in your chili? And why? She said to kind of counteract the spice. So, we're having a kind of a chili get together. It's like an annual thing for the men's group at Valley Brook Church in downtown Eau Claire. I think Saturday, March 14th. I want to say 5 o'clock. So you can enter your chili in the competition. I never have, but you know, probably not this year. Our kitchen's just kind of a disaster from that Groundhog Day flood. But yeah, what do you like to put in your chili? National Chili Day, we're celebrating. As a kid, you know, the kidney beans kind of was like, we had chili. I was like, ugh, I don't really like those. But now you understand how good beans are for you. So, all right. Also, today in history, and in that regard this morning, I've been a little bit more prepared than I am now. It is February 26th, and so today in history is 1919, enacted the U.S. Congress established most of the Grand Canyon as a United States National Park. 1991, Tim Berners-Lee introduced World Wide Web, the first web browser. And in 2017, at the Academy Awards, the Best Picture Oscar was mistakenly given to La La Land and then awarded to Moonlight. So that was awkward. Yeah, okay. And finally, we close off with our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. And we are near the end of February here. A couple more days to take advantage of our nonprofit corporation gift offers, including Ren Collective's terrific release called Folk, 14 different songs. But today's devotion is, love doesn't have a return on investment. Luke 3:11, anyone who has two shirts should share with the one who has none, and anyone who has food should do the same. Bob Goff says, I have some friends who are really successful in business. I hear them use this phrase, return on investment, ROI, when they talk about their work. It makes sense. What do you put in? What do you get back? Most people are hardwired to want to know their efforts will be effective. This is a business metric that can be used not only in the for-profit world, but also in the not-for-profit world. If you donate money to a cause, you want to know how the money will be used and later whether it accomplished the goal. Simple enough. If you send your kids to school, you want to know how much they learn. That's fair. We're going to spend our time, energy, and resources on something. We want to know it's worth it and that we made a good choice. Well, that's a good way to look at a lot of things in life. Bob Goff says, I'm starting to see how we have to ditch that model when it comes to love. Goff says, love was never meant to be transactional. It doesn't give to get. It doesn't create spreadsheets to analyze how well it's working. It doesn't track how much love you put in and measure it against how much love you got back. Yet, sadly, that's what we often do. We don't want to admit it, but we're looking for the return on investment. We want to know if our expression of love worked. Keeping track of your investments is a fine way to gauge progress in the business world, I suppose, but it's a lousy way to measure a relationship because it turns people into projects. Final paragraph. Goff says, the return on investment with love is love itself. We don't have to know how our love makes a difference for it to be a good idea. We can just give it away like we won the lottery. People aren't projects, and love doesn't need to keep track of the outcomes. Think of a friendship, a relationship, or a venture you're involved in right now where you've been keeping track of how much love you put in and how much you've received in response, and figure out what needs to change. Our question this morning is, what would you do differently today if you weren't concerned anymore about getting something in return? Grammy Award-winning country singer Johnny Cash was born on this day in 1932 in Kingsland, Arkansas.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Yeah, Johnny Cash also in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Country Music Hall of Fame. All right, so it's National Chili Day. And I got to say, for our men's group at church, Caleb, we have this annual kind of chili cook-off taste, if you will. And it's good. I mean, usually dozen or more guys. It's like chili or cornbread. And I've never made chili and brought it, but it's kind of fun, the different recipes. Even I had a chance to be part of a chili. I was a chili judge like last year for a church down in the Oliva area. So.
Well, that's the thing, because there's so many different kind of iterations of chili, and whether mm-hmm. you're someone who makes it or just enjoys eating it, we'd love to hear from you this morning about what's kind of crucial to a good bowl of chili. What do right. you like in your chili? So maybe you make it a certain way, you can weigh in that way, or maybe you just say, hey, I want these toppings mixed in, so to speak, with my chili when I have it. What makes a good chili to you? 715-396-1670.
Yeah, how spicy do you want it? How spicy do you need it? What helps in that regard? I as I'm remembering, you know, I think one of the winners even, I think, at a past chili contest had hot dogs in it.
Really?
And that's really different, right? But it stands out from the rest.
When I always think of, like, Cincinnati chili, which I, you know, kind of got introduced to going to school out in Ohio, and then my parents have kind of picked it up as well, too. That's what kind of introduced me to having chocolate in the chili as well, too. And yeah. and it just adds, you know, I don't know, kind of a zestiness to it.
I've never had that before.
It's fantastic.
We had one of the answers earlier. Somebody said they like mini marshmallows to counteract the spice.
Huh.
And also a couple of different people, they said Jimmy Dean sausage or sausage meat like that is something. So let's see what some others are saying.
The best thing for your chili recipes is tons of onions, ghost peppers, and habaneros.
That sounds pretty spicy.
It does sound spicy. So again, if you like a spicy chili, then go with what that guy said.
Whew, yeah. And one of the things I've learned over the years is if you have the heavy spice, water not the best afterwards. Actually, milk apparently.
Yeah.
So anyhow, 396-1670, what do you like in your chili? Whether you're making it or just enjoying it as a kid, I know the kidney beans, that was a big turnoff to me. But now I've learned, oh, beans are good for you.
They are indeed. And I was telling you off the air, one of the things that you know, if I'm going to put crackers, don't do a ton of crackers. Yeah. But if I do crackers, probably oyster crackers, mm-hmm. Maybe some sour cream. But cheese, I think, is fantastic in chili. I love chili with cheese in it. Shredded cheese, okay. But honestly, get me a block of cheese, whether it be some sharp cheddar or even pepper jack, whatever it might be. But some chunks from that block of cheese. I like chunks of cheese in my chili because when it's nice and hot, those chunks of cheese kind of melt down. Mm. Delicious bite. Love it.
All right. So it's National Chili Day, Caleb. And we've been asking all morning long, what's an ingredient you like having in your chili?
Yeah. So, again, this could be from the chili creators, people who are just great cooks, or it could be just something that you like adding to your chili when you eat it, or something where you say, hey, so-and-so always made this chili, and this is what I loved about it, this special ingredient or this add-in, mix-in, whatever you want to call it. 715-396-1670. What do you love in your chili?
All right. We're getting some answers.
Hi, this is Julie from Rice Lake. I grew up in southern Wisconsin, and we, of course, did the crackers and the chili. But when I moved up here, they introduced me to chili cheese Fritos in the chili, and that was a game changer. Also, Mark, I do not like kidney beans either, so I use chili beans instead. Mm-hmm. You guys have a great day. Thanks for the fun questions.
Thanks, Julie. Appreciate it.
Forgot about chili cheese Fritos.
Okay.
Really, any Fritos are great in chili. Fantastic.
That sounds really good.
I mean, like I mentioned, don't do a ton of crackers in chili, but yeah, Fritos are pretty awesome.
That sounds really good. All right, here's another one from that general area, the Rice Lake Spooner area.
Hi, this is Sam Ducat from Spooner, Wisconsin. When I can't make my chili, I like Hormel chili. I know this is the brand name, but I like Hormel chili with lots of cheese, bacon. Lots of cheese, especially the cheese from the cheese factory, the Cheese Ends. They sell that at Cotto Mart up here in Spooner, or at KJ's in Tech. Like the Cheese Ends are where all the flavor is. So I like myself like a Colby or a sharp cheddar or a Colby garlic, and that's the kind of cheese I like in my chili. But sometimes I like the really good chili is when my friend Joe Miller makes good chili. Main ingredient I like is cheese and bacon. Thanks. Have a good day.
Kind of a theme there, cheese and bacon.
Very good. Again, don't necessarily think about adding bacon. It's like, yeah, yeah, that'd be fantastic. Also, shout out to Joe Miller on this National Chili Day, and would love to all come over to your house for supper. So, but yeah, thank you for adding to the, our answers to the question, 715-396-1670-396-1670. What do you like in your chili? What do you add to it? What makes a great chili? So, yeah, cheese, chili cheese, Fritos, bacon. And, yeah, he was mentioning kind of the ends of the cheese. So I suppose for kind of like those longhorns or whatever of cheese and the ends that, that they'll sell from the factory, that sounds phenomenal.
And bacon is not one I've had too often in chili, but it sounds good. Can't go wrong with bacon. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. It is a Thursday. It is National Chili Day, Caleb.
Yes, and so we've been asking you all morning long and appreciate the responses at 715-396-1670. What's something you like on or in your chili? And I know we heard from Sarah Heater listening down, I think, of the 93.7 FM area, La Crosse, La Crescent area. She mentioned that she likes crumbling up cornbread on chili, and chili and cornbread is a phenomenal combo. And yeah. I keep remembering, as folks are talking about what they like with their chili or in or on their chili, things that I have had in the past and haven't had for a while, that sounds great, cornbread and chili.
Yeah, they go hand in hand. People enjoy them, but then mix them together. So,
sure.
All right, getting some answers. We'd love to hear it in your own voice. You can still reach us at 396-1670.
I have a friend at work who makes the most delicious chili, and she adds a can of baked beans and a scoop of peanut butter, and it is delicious. Mm. Have a great day.
And you were doing some checking on that. Apparently, that's kind of a Midwestern thing.
Yeah, so we were talking about peanut butter off the air, and then it got me thinking, hey, I think I've heard about peanut butter and chili. I have not tried it before. Now, as a child, one of my comfort foods, peanut butter with saltine crackers and put those in tomato soup. So I can see, again, the acidity of the tomatoes counteracted with the peanut butter. I could see how that would be very good. So I think that was Marcy there mentioning, yeah, a scoop of peanut butter. But then the baked beans is very interesting. I've never heard of that before.
So Marcy and Bloomer, thanks so much to her. Here's one more.
Good morning, Mark and Caleb and WWIB family. This is Linda from Chippewa. I have not made this particular chili myself, but I have made other things with, it's a ingredient called Mexican mole, and that is actually something, it is a real Mexican spice thing that you can buy in the store. It contains like cocoa. You can also just use cocoa and cinnamon and nutmeg, which is really, those are excellent spices in chili. And I've had them. My brother, Lee, that lives in La Crosse, every year, I don't know if he'll be in it this year because he hasn't been well, but every year around this time, they have in the Harley-Davidson Center, they have this chili cook-off where different people bring in their big bats of chili and they give it to people, they give them samples, free samples, and then they can buy some if they like. And all the proceeds are given to the veterans, to help the veterans. So I just wanted to mention that too. I don't know, probably some people listening from La Crosse are familiar with that. But anyway, that is what I thought of to offer you today. And I hope you all have a rest of the week that is blessed and happy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda.
Yes, thank you. So cinnamon and nutmeg is really, so cocoa and or some chocolate, the sweetness, I've heard of that in chili, Cincinnati chili, I've mentioned it, phenomenal. But cinnamon and nutmeg, new spices that I haven't heard of, but highly recommended.
I've heard
for Linda and chili.
Cinnamon has a lot of good health benefits.
Yeah,
too.
Well, and again, I don't mean to say I don't know about the spices. I mean, in the context of chili, I should clarify. Yeah. I'm not that ignorant.
Right.
But yeah, cinnamon and nutmeg in chili, interesting. I will say just very briefly, shortly after we were married, my wife made a chili that has never, ever been replicated, but it was the best chili I've ever had. But she's such a good cook. She literally just made it up as she went along. And it was the best chili I've ever, ever, ever had.
So it was a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and then the end result was great. And you're like, can you duplicate that?
And she was like, oh, I just kind of made it up because she's talented like that. So, yeah, we've had some good chilies. But that one, and it may have been, you know, and again, enthralled with their new marriage and all that. But I just remember that being the best chili I have ever had.
Hi, this is Ann from Chippewa Falls, and I have cabin fever.
Warning, cabin fever detected.
Well, she really got it out there, Caleb.
That was fantastically done. Well done, Ann from Chippewa.
All right, all morning long, we've been asking you on this National Chili Day, what do you like in your chili? And you can still, well, this is pretty much, we're wrapping it up here this morning. We've had a lot of good answers.
We have indeed, yeah. And just a lot of things, too, that I hadn't necessarily thought of, like cinnamon and nutmeg in the chili, bacon in the chili. Julie from Rice Lake reminded me of how good chili cheese Fritos are. Sam from Spooner mentioned bacon. And I thought, man, I like mm-hmm. some sour cream, you know, maybe some oyster crackers, some chunks of cheese in there. But you guys are giving me so many great ideas. And man, chili sounds fantastic.
We got another answer right here.
Hi, guys, Mark and Caleb. This is Christy Carr calling. And I guess I listen to you every morning on the way to work. Been a long time since we talked. I met you at the bag throwing contest tournament years ago with Donna and I. We were the sister act. Well, anyway, I'm responding to the chili cook-off questions you got. And I just recently won a chili contest. I came in second, but they had to have a taste-off with first and second. And I just have to tell you, I don't put anything very interesting in my chili. I make it just the good old-fashioned way, the way my mom taught me, I guess. Nothing special. I don't salt and pepper it. I don't put chili powder in it. I don't put garlic in it. I just make it with everything that should come in a chili, beans, hamburger, the tomato sauce. I don't put tomato soup in it. I don't put tomato juice in it. And it came in second. So I guess, you know, the good old-fashioned way is always good enough, too. And my favorite, I like it served over macaroni and cheese. They don't like that in a contest, though. They don't like you to put macaroni in it because that's more of a chili casserole or macaroni casserole or something like that. But anyway, I just had to put my 2 cents in. Now it's a quarter. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you so much, Christy.
That was a delightful call, Christy. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening, being part of our WWIB family. I do remember back at Calvary and our cornhole tournament there. So interesting. And again, we're not asking this morning, like, hey, what does a contest want? We say, what do you like mm-hmm. it with? And I think both of us off the air when she was talking about having her chili over mac and cheese.
Sounded
yes,
good.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
That sounded really good. Good idea. So thanks so much, Christy. She gave us a lot of things that she doesn't put in it.
Yeah, but, just, you know, simple, good, old-fashioned chili. Love it.
Yeah, nothing like mom's recipe.